ST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into football season, and kids are going back to school, and I'm going west, and I'm going east on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. Remind you about that big restaurant week coming up in September, September 16th to the 25th. But this month has been great because I was supposed to go to the Wise Ice Cream Factory and take my little Wise Ice Cream Scooper up to Sunbury, Pennsylvania, about 3-4 weeks ago. It was National Ice Cream Week or Day or whatever it was, and I was going to get two scoops of peach. And we had a little, like, scheduling issue, but we had to move it. And we moved it into the middle of the tour. So I'm going to be next Thursday up in Pennsylvania eating ice cream, promoting our friends and our Wise conversations, and more than that, getting a tour without a mask on for the first time. I've been with Wise almost 2.5 years, haven't been able to go up there. Christina Pelletier joins us now. She's out west, and I missed her last weekend. Tell everybody where you are, Christina, because Wise is everywhere. They're all over six states.
Yeah, so I am in Brunswick, Maryland. So that is kind of that southwest part of Maryland there, right below Frederick.
What's the best part of Brunswick? Tell me, because I went through Brunswick last year and I visited your store, actually. This year, I sort of stayed a little north of you. I went sort of Middletown, Boonesboro on that road out to Hagerstown. We went out to Kushwa Brewery after we left Monocacy. I'm not an alcoholic, I swear. It's just a brewery tour. I'm only having one. My wife and I are splitting it. But I didn't make it to your town. Give me something good about your town. What do you love about your town?
I just love that there's so much land and it doesn't feel too congested. If I'm being honest, there's just so much kind of free space and just so much area to roam around, and there's not too much traffic on.
I found that out. Yeah, we did the speed limit. We did everything the right way. I would say this to you and to anyone, and you live out there. So, you know, you just think, well, it's just where I live. And I've lived in the city the last 20 years. I live out in the county now. What a beautiful state we have. I mean, my wife and I drove to Northeast Maryland on Saturday night, just up into Cecil County. Then we drove through Harford County on some back roads. Beautiful. Out in your way. I mean, I don't need to tell anybody, if you've ever been on 68 or off of 68, anywhere south of Hagerstown, north of Hagerstown, we drove the Pennsylvania Rolling Valley out of Latrobe down toward Greencastle and Hagerstown. We didn't pass a place that wasn't stunning. Farms, beautiful hills, animals, plants, trees, weeping willows, all of that going on. You guys have it good out there, especially this time of year when it's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. And just seeing the mountains in the distance, I just love it.
Well, things are same everywhere because kids are going back to school, whether it's this week, next week, maybe they're spoiled like I was and we went back after Labor Day. But you're here to talk about nutrition. You are a dietitian. You join us to shame guys like me into not eating too many of those French fries like I had the other night. They were delicious. I had some French fries with my family at Schultz's Crab House in Essex on the Crab Cake Tour Sunday, just dynamite. But this is packing kids' lunches. I always think back to my childhood, and like, my parents loved me. I mean, they did, but they didn't know anything about nutrition, and they probably wouldn't listen to you anyway. And I think about when I went to school when I was little. I'm talking about first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade, what I ate before school and what I eat now to power my day. And you and I have talked about my chia seeds and my nuts and my organic this and my strawberries and blueberries and raspberries that I have every day of my life. But getting kids off to the right start and having a plan, having a strategy. I mean, a lot of us don't plan for ourselves, but for the little ones, I mean, my mom was a great mom. She loved me a lot, but she could have used you back in 1973, you know, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Lunches can be hard to just plan ahead. I know even dinners are hard to plan ahead, but especially kind of packing those lunches and having everything ready early in the morning when you're getting ready for work or and then getting your kids ready for school. But lunches are really important. They need energy, not only, you know, to power through the day, but also just kind of, you know, through their classes and recess and things.
And like that's not a Snickers bar. Tell them.
No, no, absolutely. So we still want to carry that good nutrition. So having the different food groups, so packing as many as you can. So those whole grains, protein, fruit, veggies, and you can even throw in a small treat if you would like. Maybe not every day, maybe once or twice a week, but still definitely a good option.
I made a big mistake. I was out in Oakland, Maryland, and I went into an antique store, which, I mean, there's a fine line between antique, flea market, and crap. You know what I mean? But this place has really nice stuff. It's in downtown Oakland. And I went in and I saw a $6 million man lunchbox. Steve Austin, this is a little before your time. You're a little young for that. But Lee Majors, just trust me, he was a big deal back in 76, 77 when I was 8, 9, second, third, fourth grade. I had the Fonz. I had a Happy Days lunchbox. I also had an NFL lunchbox that I still wish I had because, you know, had the Houston Oilers on it, whatever. But that was my lunchbox when I was in. Some girls had Barbie and some had Cinderella. And some of the cool kids had the Brady Bunch or whatever. But the $6 million man, I never had that lunchbox. Ralph Smith had that. And we've come a long way with lunchboxes. My wife was telling me the other day about tackle boxes and turning them into bento boxes in some way, right? Like, because it has all the little filing where you could put nuts, legumes. See, I see your list here.
Yeah.
And you don't fool me. You put chicken nuggets or cookies at the top, trying to get me to eat the carrots and the hummus and the pineapple at the bottom. But it's sort of like trail mix. You can mix some good stuff in there and get it all done. But how your kid packs, and all kidding aside, I mean, I couldn't believe this thing was $15 and I didn't buy it. My wife's like, what are you going to do with it? I'm like, it's a $6 million man lunchbox from 1976. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I just want it because I like stuff and old stuff and belt buckles and stuff. But I didn't buy it. But having a lunchbox, having a plan, my mom, and you make me tell these stupid old stories I never tell, which I love having you guys on, having these wise conversations. Christina Pelletier's here. She's trying to help me get kids healthy, and myself too. It was eating out for 31 days, and now I've added beer in every day. I haven't gained any weight. I've been good. I've been on the yoga mat. I've been behaving. But my mom would send me to, I remember this vividly. She would send peanut butter and jelly, and the jelly would make the bread crappy, soggy. You know what I mean? And then she would, and then, look, I'm beating on my mom. I love my mom, but you know, there were some improvements that could have been made in the lunch program if I was strategizing this at 53. But she would put them in the plastic bags. And so like the peanut butter and jelly would be like crappy, wet, mushy, and then it would taste like plastic because back in the day they didn't have Ziplocs in the 70s. You know, it was just a foldy over, and the whole thing tasted like I was eating a plastic bag. Then she started going to tin foil, and I thought, this is recyclable, you know, good, and it didn't taste bad. But my mother never got peanut butter and jelly right from that. So I'm just, as a kid, give me some things we can do in 2022, including fresh things. Like I did a segment last week with Dennis, grapes. Wise has grapes going on right now. My mom always put grapes in for me. Apple. Oranges were messy because they were sticky and like, I think like an 8-year-old all over again, because I'm a little traumatized by the whole lunchbox experience, as you can tell, Christina.
Yeah, there was definitely some good lunches back then that can really be improved on though. So we have those bento boxes, that kind of tackle box kind of idea there with the different segments and divided up, and those are really great. So you can really put different, like even food groups in different little boxes. And even if you wanted to do like a deconstructed PB&J, so have like jelly in one container or one divided segment, peanut butter in another, and then bread on the side, and they can make it themselves, which kind of,
you know, she used to send me with the little crackers, the little cheddar crackers that had the peanut butter, and I never liked those. You could get the peanut butter or the cheese, that, you know, not my thing. I mean, I'm not a big processed food guy. No offense. There's just a lot of things, quite frankly, even in a Wise, that I won't eat, right? I mean, just, I'm kind of picky. My wife's had cancer. I'm 53. I know the difference in how it makes me feel to eat processed food. So, I mean, when you're on with me, you're speaking my language when you're talking about fresh food. I love me some fried chicken, pizza. I like all of that. But in moderation, there's not a day that goes by that I'm not down with fresh vegetables, and I'm not down with fresh fruits, certainly, and grains. I just know my energy level to be me and what I need to get through a day. And I do think back to being a smart kid. I was, you know, a high achiever as a kid, but school was always a little sleepy for me. And I always think to myself, I would have had a better experience. I had a great mom, but if my mom had you, and we would have packed better. And I think it really is important. And this is the most important thing you can do for your kids, is send them off ready to learn. And I talk to educators about that all the time, but it really does begin with parents when your kid's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, as to what that $6 million man box represents. Like literally when you send your kid off.
Absolutely. And even just going beyond sandwiches, you can put those, you know, chicken nuggets or other rotisserie chicken, maybe leftovers, and then some carrots, pineapple, hummus, pretzels. And even those bento boxes are really nice because I know a lot of kids don't like their foods touching. So it really keeps it separate for them. And if they want to put it together, they can, but they can really keep it separate and kind of pick and choose what they want and really make it their own.
See, I mean, I'm one of those home shoppers now, so I get all Gucci. I mean, Wise has so many pre-prepared meals, right? Whether, I mean, I see it right in the front, meals for one, meals for two, we can do all that. And I promote it all the time, but I'm thinking to myself, all right, if I was a kid again and my mom were back, I get to see my mom and I having this conversation over a beer, right? Now, mom, you're packing my lunch tomorrow, right? So listen, here's what I want. I want a shepherd's pie. I want the mashed potatoes here, the carrots, the beans, the meat. I'll mix it all together. We get, they probably even have like microwaves in school now. But I would just say that the things that I see in supermarkets that are geared toward kids right now, when I walk in the front door, whether it's fresh fruits, whether it just better stuff than what I ate as a kid. Kids are given a better chance because of Wise Markets and people like you, because there's a lot of thought going into it. There wasn't anybody helping my mom back in the day. I would come home and say, Mom, the sandwich was soggy again. She said, what do you want me to do about it? It's jelly. And I didn't think, deconstruct it, Mom. We didn't deconstruct in 76, 77.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a good idea, because then they can make it their own and then really be more excited about lunch as well, which will really give them more energy throughout the day and actually maybe be more engaged in class. There's a lot of really good benefits from eating lunch, from improved memory to better attention span. So it's wins all around there.
All right, man, you're talking sense here, and I'm glad. I hope I didn't beat my mom up too much on the peanut butter, because I love my mom. But I do think about my childhood in a little of a traumatized way, especially some of that square pizza that didn't taste very good at school. And school lunches, still better than hospital food after my wife spent, you know, 2 years in and out of the hospital. So I'll tell you that. I'll take Colgate Elementary, Miss Renacci's, boiled down broccoli, over anything at this point. But I think it's really important. Kids are going back to school. Our friends from Wise Markets want to make sure not just your kids, but you as well. If you do pack a lunch to take a lunch, if you're thinking about things, if you're in the market once a week, twice a week, trying to plan meals for you or your family, to think smart about nutrition and hit that produce aisle right now. Fresh corn. My wife got heirloom tomatoes yesterday. We're eating. This is the best month of eating. Peaches. Everything's fresh. I love eating in August. I really do. And anything with a peach on it, you know, I love it, Christina.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. There's so many fresh fruits and veggies out there and easy to pack in that lunch as well. And they can really enjoy it and maybe even try a new fruit or vegetable for the first time. And maybe they really like it. So they want to keep, you know, enjoying it. And even when peaches come out of season, you know, the canned versions are also a really good way to kind of still incorporate them throughout the year.
We were driving 5 hours on and off last Friday and Saturday. And you know, it is when you leave for a couple of days, you take care of the cat, you get things locked down and cleaned up. So you come back to a nice place, but then you're like, I got some extra food laying around here. You know, we need to eat it. It's use it or lose it, right? Fruits and vegetables, right? Cause we're gone for 5 days. My wife's like, there's one peach over there. I'm like, save that for the car. We'll put that in the car. And then we put it in the hutch. And then like, this was Friday. We left. Sunday morning, I'm hungry. We're leaving. We were in your part of the world. We were leaving Rocky Gap at that point, and we were going out to Deep Creek. And I got in the car, and Rocky Gap, they fed us like kings and queens. It was crazy. But I got in the car, and I had a little hankering. I looked down, and there was the peach in the hutch. And it was, I want to say overripe, but it wasn't bruised. It was so ripe that like when you bit into it, it just squirted all over you. You know what I mean? Yep. And it was like the best peach of the year. So, you know, you put it off and you save it. You just put it somewhere good, store it up a little bit, and it's there for you. Eat your peaches, folks. Eat your produce. Get out, get some corn. Support our friends at Wise who are supporting local farms here. We always talk about that in our Wise conversations. And Christina Pelletier sticks with me. Every couple months she comes on. I did weigh myself yesterday. I'm 2 weeks into the tour. I gained 1 pound. I gained 12 last year. All right. I went a little crazy with hush puppies and French fries and beer last year. I went to the Marlin Open. I haven't had more than one beer a day in 15 days. Well, I did have two the other day, but I haven't had more than that. I've really been trying to be good. And summer, you know, it can get a little out of hand with drinking and eating and eating and drinking and barbecuing. And I appreciate every time I see you, I feel like I have to get in line, Christina, because you're a diet. Tell everybody what a dietitian does at Wise and what you do for the nice folks out, as I would say, in the farms. Are you Frederick County? What county are you?
I believe Frederick County.
Frederick County, yeah.
Yeah. So, all of our services are free from the Wise Dietitians as long as you have that Wise Rewards card. And we do one-on-one nutrition counseling. We do have virtual cook-along classes and nutrition education classes that you can sign up for. And we send you the ingredients list ahead of time so you can go to the store and get everything you need and then just log on to Zoom for our classes. We do a lot of social media segments like this, and it's awesome. Love talking about nutrition and everything. And we also do other community events. So like the other week I was at the YMCA and we were doing little kids classes and things like that. And
I had John Hoey on from the Y this week talking about their new program at Druid Hill here with Lisa Raciniak from Goodwill, who's sponsoring our tour. So, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's when this thing's working the right way. When, you know, Wise is taking care of the Y and the Y's coming on and Goodwill, you know, that's literally the spirit of what you're trying to do at Wise Markets. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We talk about that a lot, more than just groceries.
Yes, a lot more.
Well, hey, take care of yourself out there. I'm sorry I missed you on this Western turn. There are some rumors that I'm coming back to Harper's Ferry and coming west and talking to some people in Charlestown. And my wife has gotten into the spirit of things. I took her up to Ohio Pile, Pennsylvania, where I once whitewater rafted down the Yockagany. She has seen the rapids in Harper's Ferry and said, we got to go over there, hit Big Cork, hit the Vineyard, you know, stop and see Christine at Wise. So we will get back out west. We won't forget you out in Frederick County. By the way, Frederick is the best kept secret. It shouldn't be a secret. Frederick has become our favorite town in Maryland. And that's from going last year and having a great experience, going back last weekend and saying, we need to spend more time in Frederick. So I do want to give a shout out to everybody out in your part of the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of hidden gems there for sure.
We hit Dutch's Daughter. We hit the Idiom Brewery, which might have been our favorite brewery on the whole tour. Hung out at Brewer's Alley. Great record shop in downtown. British fellow owned the record shop. We go to the Pasta Palette. You're the nutritionist. Am I allowed to tell you about my pasta that I picked up, all my Gucci black pepper, garlic pasta, and all that good stuff that we're going to make with delicious primavera and some Amici's red sauce marinara? I'm going to invite you over that day, Christina.
Yeah, yes, please. That sounds delicious.
I'm eating my face off. I don't know how I'm not gaining weight. Wise Conversations. Christina Pelletier joins us from Wise Markets. You can learn more about all they do at wisemarkets.com. And of course, there's a Wise right around the corner. Make sure you're using your rewards, getting your gas, taking advantage of the good stuff and saving money and always eating better. And that's what we do around here. Big appreciation to Christina. Get your kids off to the right side. And I hope I didn't beat my mom up too much, but don't send your kids with soggy peanut butter and jelly. That's not love. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking these Wise conversations and our friends at Wise Market with BaltimorePositive.com.